Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manarino, Friday, June 27th, 2025. I got a new hat today. And then you got to have a little fun once in a while. Look, we got to get down to serious business. Let's start off with this, people. We found out yesterday, I want you to just settle in for a moment here. The U.S. dollar just had its worst start to a year since 1973. That's over half a century. Over half a century. Why people are not taking to the streets here when they hear the President of the United States broadcast to the world that the dollar is not weak enough already. And that means, of course, the cost of living is going to skyrocket on the back of that. Well, of course, it's a mechanism here to prop up the stock market. A weaker dollar is massively bullish for the stock market. Everything costs more, even shares of stock. So hold that thought, because we do have a few things to talk about with regard to that. Now, we got a warning here from the Wall Street superbank, Goldman Sachs. This is today, Yahoo Finance, Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs sees currency hedges accelerate dollar's fall. Let's read this just a little bit. So Bloomberg, the dollar is likely to extend its worst start to a year as foreign investors boost their currency hedges. And this is according to some strategist at Goldman Sachs. Lovely and good for him. Okay, I think he's pretty much absolutely on target. Now, before I even saw that this morning, I put this out to all of you who subscribe to my Freedom platform. It's in your inbox right now. Please share this stuff. Get it out there. Let's talk. So, Lions, the U.S. dollar free fall is just getting started. Don't listen to Greg Manarino. Listen to Goldman Sachs. So, Lions, yesterday we outlined how the dollar has had its worst start to a year since 1973, again, over half of a century. But the worst is still yet to come. The U.S. dollar free fall is just getting started. Why and where's the proof? Let's just start with three things. Number one, clearly, it's over-leveraged. Number two, it's overexposed. Number three, the biggest one of these three, and the trust in the dollar is fading fast. The world no longer sees the dollar as a store of value, and neither do you. The dollar is now seen as weaponized debt and politically fragile. Politically fragile. Let's talk about that. Here we go. Repeated polls from the President of the United States are being broadcast to the world. Trump cannot stop screaming. Can't stop screaming that the U.S. needs a weaker dollar. So you tell me, what nation on earth would want to hold it? Seems pretty obvious, right? Now, I do the whole breakdown for you, exactly what's going on, all the proof, everything you freaking need to know. Let me just say this here. For years, we have covered right here on this blog how central banks are in a race to the bottom to see who can destroy the purchasing power of their currency first. Now, why? Well, it's a controlled demolition to move us to a full digital tokenized system, and everybody knows it, and no one's taking action about it. Central banks and puppet politicians are not fighting inflation. Are they really? How can a politician here be fighting inflation or a central bank when they keep talking about, we need a weaker dollar. We need a weaker dollar. A weaker dollar means it takes more weaker dollars to buy anything. Food, energy, you name it. Your cost of living, through the roof. But this is great for the stock market. It's great for the Wall Street fat cats. That's why corporations, and we covered this yesterday, are foaming at the mouth at the prospect that we are going to get a super dove to replace the current creature head of the Federal Reserve, Powell. And that's exactly what Trump is looking to do here. It's amazing. You can't make it up. So central banks and, of course, politicians are not competing for dominance. Dominance. That's why we have a president calling for a weaker dollar and a vice president too, parroting everything the other one says. They're competing for destruction. Anyway, this whole piece is in your inbox again. It's gold as far as I'm concerned. Now, let's move forward here. This is some freaking strategist here talking about a great rotation out of the U.S. stock market. I'm going to tell you this is not going to happen. We're going to see the U.S. stock market more than likely hit record high, record high, record high, record high on the back of what? Vast debt expansion, obviously, and artificially suppressed rates like people have no idea. But here we go. So Market Watch, the great rotation out of the U.S. toward other markets. I'm sorry, whoever wrote this. I don't even know who you are, but you're wrong. It's just, I mean, the setup here is amazing. Why would anyone not want to be putting cash to work in the corporate state that we have here in the United States? It's an incredible thing. When you have, think about what the setup here is. We have a sitting president, a sitting vice president broadcasting to the world, we're going to kill the dollar faster. Your Goldman Sachs warning of what you and I already know, duh, okay? Artificially suppressed rates. What does this do? It opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. It's a deception. It's a grand deception because you know how it works. The illusion of the market is a very powerful thing. People see the stock market going up. The economy must be strong. It must be strong. There's no connection here. Economy, market, and you could expect this to continue moving forward. You know, going back to that. So how about this one? This is today. Market bets on a more dovish Fed as Trump eyes power replacement. That's why this guy is 100% wrong. The Fed's going to buy it all, more so than you have now. Vast debt expansion, exploding debts and deficits like you cannot possibly believe. Now this gets even more interesting, and I want to hear from you on this. So President Trump is planning executive orders to power AI growth. Obviously, this is going to require funding. So the Trump administration is readying a package of executive actions. This is CNBC. Look it up for yourself. Executive actions aimed at boosting energy supply to power U.S. expansion of artificial intelligence. Training. Are you ready for this? Large-scale AI models. This is exactly what you want to see, isn't it? This is exactly what you voted for. I guess so, huh? I want to hear from you on this. Let me know. So people, look, what's the setup here? Other than this AI thing, we know, look, man, people are being erased from all angles. All angles. And AI is going to replace you. I don't even care what your job is. It's over. Just realize that you're going to be replaced with AI faster than you even think. Now that we have this puppet, I can only imagine, and maybe one of you out here want to take a shot at guessing what President Trump's executive orders to train large-scale AI models. I would imagine this is going to be pretty big spending bill. And you know who's going to fund it? You are. You are. You love that, don't you? Of course, it just makes complete sense, doesn't it? So look, guys, what's the situation? We know it. It's exactly what we've spoken about. We're going to see, I'm telling you, I don't know another way to say this. A new phase of currency devaluation, the US dollar here, on a scale people are not going to believe. Their cost of living is going to skyrocket. What do they want out of us? What do they want out of us? They want us on our knees. They want us begging for a new system. Period, the end. Full tokenization across the board. I think we're pretty much on the same page with that. Okay, don't listen to Greg Mannarino anymore. Listen to the Wall Street Superbank Goldman Sachs. I mean, this is an incredible thing. This is an incredible thing to even just see. Where did I put it? I want to just look at it again. One more time. Where did I put it? Here. Well, you know about this. We're going to get a super dove here for the next Fed chair. Oh, here it is. On the floor. Here. This is incredible. Goldman Sachs sees currency hedges accelerate dollar's fall. Let me just say this. The dollar index right now with a Dixie is around, somewhere around 97. We haven't been here, well, since 2007, okay? And do you really believe that that is going to change anytime soon? Do you see the world dollarizing or the world de-dollarizing? As a matter of fact, in this paper here, I go over exactly what's going on. I talk about how it's no secret, what's going on here. I name names. Rising geopolitical risk here. No country wants to rely on a currency. No country wants to rely on a currency tied to American instability. Therefore, there is a global shift. We all know this, toward multipolar trade. China, Russia, India, the Saudis, all making deals to circumvent the dollar. More global reserves quietly rotating into gold, yuan, and even cryptocurrencies. Come on, guys. Anyway, look, man, this is in your inbox, as I said. If you guys and girls subscribe to my Freedom Platform, I really hope you choose to do that. We're doing okay over there. We got over like almost 1,600 people over there right now. And if you can't afford it, I get it. It comes to just over $3 a month here to help build this Freedom Platform. I want to put that cash to work, and we're going to. I have plans you're not even going to believe. Actually, I outlined it all for you. I put out two papers. I the whole breakdown of what we're going to do here. I want to start our own community under the Lion's Freedom flag. I believe that we can do that. You want to disconnect from Babylon? Well, that's exactly what we're going to do. We need a lot of people to make this happen. We're going to need, obviously, skilled craftsmen, builders there, people who are willing to participate in building something. Look, man, we start out small. If we build one community under a Lion's Freedom flag here, one community will start to branch out soon enough. We could take over a whole municipality, an entire state, and maybe even the entire nation. I want you to think about that. Yeah, you got to think big, and maybe it sounds a little too out there, but nothing is out there. When you align yourself with the source, nothing is impossible. Does that sound about right to you? I hope so. I really, really do. So people, I want to hear from you on all this. Are you shock you what's going on here? And I want to hear from you specifically on this. Do you stand behind President Trump's executive orders here to train large-scale AI models? Multiple packages, executive orders aimed at boosting energy supply to power AI intelligence. Is that what you want? Because if it isn't what you want, then let President Trump know about it. Even if you're MAGA, ultra MAGA, if this isn't what you want, start to allow your voice to be heard. Stop being mute, because that's what they're counting on. You keeping your mouth shut. What are you going to do? You have a backbone, you have a spine, or are you allowing them to remove that too? Me, I don't have a dog in this fight at all. I already understand it's two wings of the same twisted bird. I don't have any dog in this fight except you. See, you and me here, we understand where this is going. It's too clear. The dollar is getting decimated. We're going to see vast debt expansion, currency devaluation, probably a stock market that's going to go record high as the worse off the economy is, higher the market's going to go. Again, the backbone of any economy is a strong currency. For those of you that are new here, economics 101 dictates to have a strong nation, you need a strong currency. To have a strong currency, you need a corresponding rate of interest high enough to support the currency. So to have a strong economy, again, we need to return purchasing power to the currency, not take it away, as our illustrious, beautiful man, President Trump here, and his sidekick, Damien Thorne, are telling you we need a weaker dollar and broadcasting it to the world. So you're another nation. You're a foreign investor. You want to hold dollars that you know are going to lose value here in the United States. You're an American citizen. You want to hold those dollars that you're hearing out of the mouth of the President of the United States isn't weak enough yet? Imagine if Biden said that. Imagine it. People would be up in arms. MAGA, the MAGA people with their red hats on, they would be vomiting. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. But right now, they've become mute. They're gone. They're completely displaced. Join the revolution. It's right here. MAGA people, all of you have a place right here. I welcome all of you to the revolution, the real one here, okay? Anyway, love you guys and girls. We're all I got from the heart. I want to hear from you, honestly, on all these things. And we will gather later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. It's going to be lovely as it always is, guys. I love being here with you. I really do like the live streams way, way better than this. I love interacting with all of you. It's where we need to be. But look, man, does any of this surprise you? Any of it at all? No. Because you see, you and me, of course, we are one. We are unified. Henceforth, I and I, okay? You're not a you. You're not a thing. You're way more than that. Anyway, let's make this happen, people. Let's get this message out there. This is our message. This is our thing. And we welcome everybody here. I'll tell you who especially we welcome here as of late, the MAGA people. Because I feel like these people have been disenfranchised. They don't know what to do with themselves anymore. So you know what, MAGA people? You are more than welcome here. Join the pride. Join the lions. We got your back. I promise you that. We take care of each other here. That's what this pride does. Sound about right to you? I'll see you guys later.